Now that we're in the winter season and we just had our first snowstorm, let's address the question I'll be getting is, what about snowballs on Shabbos, or making a snowman, or making forts, I guess like walls they make around to protect the snowman? So the first issue, which isn't an issue in many places, but since today many communities have an Erev, so in terms of the issue of carrying Hotzah, so if you're in an Erev, there will be no Hotzah issue. But if you don't have an Erev, and you're not in a Rishus HaYachid, a private domain, then obviously throwing snowballs would be an issue, a potential Isser of Hotzah. So however, most places have a Eruvim, so therefore let's assume it's not a Hotzah Kasha. So the first question we have to touch on is snow muksa or not? So where do we have something similar precedent? So that's what the Tosis brings down in Beya, Beis Amud Aleph, based on the Gemara in Erevin, Memhei, Memvav, that they discuss, what about rain that falls on Shabbos? Is rain considered muksa or not? So Tosis brings down from the Gemara that, and the consensus view seems to be, rain is not muksa, because we assume it was there before. The moisture from the rain, the moisture was existed beforehand when in the form of the cloud. So therefore, it was already there. Like some people talk about, there's a separate issue of whether what paper is a muksa. It's a whole different discussion. But some argue that they're not creating the print and everything was there beforehand. But either way, that seems to be what Tosus writes in Beya, based on the Gemara and Erevin. This seems to be a prevalent view among the poskim, that rain that falls on Shabbos is not muksa. So the question is snow similar to rain regarding the issue of muksa or not? So many achronim, Rev Tzvi Pesach Frank, Rev Shlomo Zalman Orabach, Rev El Yoshev, the Rav Adi Yosef, Rav Ephraim, and a whole host of others, say that rain is snow, that snow is similar to rain, and therefore, just like one is permitted to use the rain that falls on Shabbos, so too one could use the snow, and it's not a muksa issue. That's what many achronim say. However, Rav Moshe and the Prima Gun and others, a minority of you, point out that no, that snow is muksa. That even though, because number one, he compares it to like gravel, because he says that there's no real use. People just walk, like you walk on gravel, there's no purpose, you're walking on the snow. So Rav Moshe thinks it's muksa, and I think that's the opinion of the Prima Gaon as well, and some other ones. And since he considers it nolad, even though by rain he does, and he says, even though there's no fundamental difference, but people usually realize rain comes from the clouds, not snow. So whatever the reason, Rav Moshe comes out that Rav Moshe and a couple of other poskim say that snow is muksa. So if you assume it's muksa, so then obviously, you can't do anything with the snow. You can't make snowmen. You can't throw snowballs. If you hold it as muksa, then we could move on. So, interesting, Rav Moshe, who is machmir regarding snow, so therefore he says you can't do muksa. Therefore, you won't be able to even touch the snow. But we'll see later on that he maybe assumes that making snowballs isn't a problem. I'd say we're getting into what the other prohibitions are, like bona and other things. So it'd come out, according to Rav Moshe, if you could avoid the muksa problem, i.e. prepare snowballs before, or whatever you have to do to avoid the muksa problem, so maybe that's what to talk about. But either way, so far we have a major machlokas among the poskim. Rain seems to be the view everyone accepted is not muksa, and snow, according to most of the poskim, is not muksa as well. Rav Moshe and a couple others seem to be machmer, and he thinks snow is muksa. to assuming that snow is not muksa, so what about making snowballs or perhaps a snowman? So what's the issue? The issue would be the concept of bonek, because the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, and brought down in the Poskim, the Mishnah Brura, as well, that regarding the Gemara talks about cheese making being a problem of bona. Because when you take like separate parts of something and put them together to make a new item, it looks like bona. So therefore, this was Shlomo Zalman Orabach, the Chav Isyar, and other poskim say that's the problem of. Even though Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes, there's no problem of muksa, but there's a problem of bona. And you know, I know the poskim say it's real bona. It's like, it's a, as Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, it's like an iser lechatchila or mikse kabona. It's not real bona in the Torah, but it looks like bona. So therefore, he says it's not a muksa problem, but you can't make snowballs according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, because it's mikse kabona. And as I pointed out before, Rav Moshe and other poskim say that no, it's hard to apply the iser of bona to snowballs, because it's very temporary. It lasts a couple of seconds, not long, and therefore it's hard to be including in the building in the iser bona. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman and others say, perhaps it's mixing kabona, the stipor son. And Rav Moshe holds no, it's obi, it's mode that a snowman, obviously, if you're leaving a snowman or you're building walls for a couple of days, they're going to last, then it's a mixing kabona. But snowballs, he doesn't think would be an issue of bona. What other possibilities could there be? So then some posts can bring down. What about the iser of risuk, of mashing, crushing? So, because they bring down, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that one should be careful not to rub the hands together, but you have ice, and to like rub them together, because it's like crushing the ice. And you might violate risuk without knowing it, even though there are those poskim who disagree and permit to actually crushing the ice. But if you assume, like the Shulchan Aruch, that it's a problem of risuk, so that's what several posts can bring down. That'd be a problem of making, when you make snowballs. You're putting, it's like when you have it in your hands, you're moving, you're rubbing your hands together, you're melting the ice. So too, when you make the snowball, so obviously you're applying direct pressure, and therefore you're causing the snow to melt, and therefore they'd say snowballs is an iser of risuk. On the other hand, Rav Moshe, as I mentioned, doesn't think it's a problem of making snowballs. He said there's no problem of bona. He doesn't think it's a problem of risuk either, because how could you say it's mashing here? It's there's a tiny amount of water that comes out of this snowball, like you don't even notice it. And therefore, it's not something noticeable, and therefore, you can't say it's a violation of risuk. So Rav Moshe, he's machmer that it's muksa, but he doesn't think it's bona or risuk. Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks it's a problem of a mixe kabona. Another poskim bring down the Chavis John, others, the Deborah Tzina, that they think it's a problem of risuk. Other potential isurim, perhaps, in making snowballs is someone to bring down, maybe there's an isur of mamar, which is a gathering. You're gathering, in other words, you're gathering the snow in order to make the snowballs. However, others want to point out that it should be only related to gedule karka, and therefore it's not for going from the ground to the effort. Many assume that there is no iser of a mama here. And then they point out that one of the prohibitions that come up all right, that's what the poskim say. We know we usually it only applies by gedule karka, and therefore it's not an issue. Another issue that's brought down that many talk about in general, uvda dechol, weekday activity, which is very difficult to define. So Rav Shimon Eider, in his Hilchos Shabbos book, he wants to point out maybe playing with snowballs is uvda dechol. Albeit many, you know, others, he agrees to have him brought it down. And anyway, the post can bring down, even if something potentially is uvda dechol, which is hard to define, if you're doing it for Oneg Shabbos or for Hana, so therefore, it would override it. Like, in other words, the Oneg of kids playing with snow or snowballs, even if it's just the Dechol, so that should work out. Or Yaakov Kamenetsky talks about someone who's sunbathing. Forget about the issue of suntan lotion, but they're doing it for the Hana, so perhaps of the Dechol falls. So of the Dechol is another one that Rav Shimon Eider brings down. And then others bring down Soser. When you throw the snowball, it's going to disappear, it's going to fall apart. So others say, Rav Shlomo Zalman, that Shlomo Zalman Orabach, that he doesn't think that's true. You don't have to, it's not an issue of destroying, because number one, no one cares. You're throwing the snowball, you don't care. I mean, you don't care how it falls apart. If it falls apart, you don't want to hit the guy or hit the wall, whatever you're throwing it at. So therefore, you don't care about it falling apart. And also, it's not your kavana. Like, if it stays full, I guess you don't want it if they're going to throw it back at you, but maybe you don't care. And therefore, we know it's hard, since we say it's not a real bona, so it only applies when there's bona, it's only a mixed kabona, so really that's not an issue either. So actually the many potential issues with snowmen and snowballs, so number one being the issue of muksa, that everyone, the consensus view is rain is not muksa that falls on Shabbos, so hu adin should be by snow, which is the consensus, although Rav Moshe disagrees. And yet regarding the bonus, so certainly by a snowman or a wall, perhaps, you know, it's a mixed bona. It looks like bona, it's a drabanan. So as we mentioned, like by the cheese. However, Rav Moshe didn't go for it. He says it's totally temporary, so it's hard to say making snowballs is bona, maybe a snowman. What about the issue of mashing? Like, you're not allowed to mash your ice in your hands. So are we concerned about that? Are we concerned about it with snow? So the Chavis Yar, and others say by applying, by definition, by moving, putting the snow together, the snowball, you're applying pressure, it's a problem. However, Moshe says, no, it's a tiny amount comes out. We're not worried about the issue of Risuk. And then other posts can discuss Mamar, but Mamar ain't Mamar, but Gedule Karka, it's really not an issue. Uvda Dechol already is a, you know, is Rav Shimon Ayer's Chiddush, and even if it was, maybe for other reasons, it's Mutter, Hana Sarguf, Oneg. And also, Soser, if it's not really bone, it's hard to say it's being destroying, as Rav Shlomo Zalman points out. So at the end of the day, making a snowman team would be more of an issue of mixeke bone with snowballs. So, you know, there are those poskim who would say that for the younger kids, Oneg Shabbos, to make and throw snowballs. And I think they quote Rav David Feinstein, who says it's okay, but he says it, you know, for Shalohi Giya Lachinach. So exactly how far you want to take the heter for kids, but then for adults, it's probably best not to because of all these other issues. Like, no, everyone has a different reason. Ramosha, if it fell on, if the snow fell on Shabbos, so he'd say it's a muksi issue, but if you set them beforehand, so it's not a problem, definitely snow from Friday or before. But then, and then, so Rav Moshe doesn't know it's a bona issue, but Rav Shlomo Zalman knows and say it's miksei kabona. Others say perhaps it's reached a crushing, but most assume, you know, that those who think it's like risik because you're putting pressure on the snow, but Rav Moshe says no. It's a very tiny bit of water melting, and Mamar is not really good to weigh karka, tam of the dechol. So they bring many different reasons. The postim seem to be, and usually when you have so many different opinions on what an isser is, because each one by itself isn't that strong that everyone would agree on. When you have different opinions in terms of what the potential. So the potential discussions are muksa, bona, risuk, of the dechol, mamar, and tosia, but all probably, you know, are a little difficult. So for kids, there are those who would say even, you know, kids shouldn't play with snowballs either, but at least with snowballs is what to discuss. There are those poskim what make up for snowballs for kids. And regarding snowmen, it'll be, you have to, the main issue, you have to, besides with the other issues, you know, it's a mix of the kabona, maybe the other issues as well, as the same issues as making snowballs.